We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
803-05, right? 803-0550 to join us. Now we are joined by Mr. Paul Hamilton. He, formerly of the Flip Phone, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda, relax. We got this. Good morning, Mr. Hamilton. How are you?
Are you giving any lessons how to tell time or no?
It's 8:15 and you run at 8:05. I know how to tell time.
I know. I said you're going to give some lessons to me. Where?
Geez, you
know.
Hamilton, what do you did? Did your old fogey wind-up clock, alarm clock, not go off? Holy smokes.
Sorry about that.
You got the clock radio set to have Danny move your fanny, and it didn't happen this morning? Jeez, Paul. Hey, so we want to get into Kevin Adams. Quick thought on the Bills schedule? Anything grab you now that you've had a chance to? I know you were busy with Sabre stuff all day yesterday. Any thoughts on the Bills schedule?
Yeah, I think Thanksgiving again, to have it as close to the last one, that's interesting. And especially, you know, the New Orleans Saints isn't your traditional Thanksgiving game either, so yeah, I think that's going to be fun. I enjoyed the last one against Dallas.
You, me, Bourbon Street, Thanksgiving Day, Paul. You and me.
I think that's cool. We should go do that.
I mean, you talk about two people drinking everybody else under the table.
Yeah.
I'm in. And the last time I actually was covering the Bills, I was doing both, and that's when the hurricane came. We were supposed to go to New Orleans, and we wound up in San Antonio instead.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Terrence McGee non-kick return.
I've never been to New Orleans, so I was
me and Paul both. You both and Nate are going to go this year then. Have a good time. Let me know. Send me a card. Kevin Adams. Obviously, everybody wanted to hear what he had to say about Jack Eichel. It was interesting, right, that before the Q&A portion, he gave a long explanation of their view of what's going on with the treatment for Eichel. So what he said, how he said everything, let's start there.
I think he did well, but I think he's always done well with doing interviews and stuff. I think he thinks on his feet well. It's not like talking to a lot of GMs in sports or coaches in sports. I mean, he tries to be as upfront as he can, and if he can't, he doesn't tell you. I mean, he just says, I can't talk about this or whatever. And, I think he did a 4-minute statement before that was, he knew it was going to be asked. So why sit around and, you know, make everybody ask him and everything else? It's like, all right, I'm just going to come out and talk about what I'm going to say anyway. So, you know, and I think there was a lot of information in there. He confirmed that it was, Jack, wants a surgery that's never been done on a hockey player before, and that the Sabres doctors just aren't comfortable with it because there's no data to support it's good or bad, or even with any sports figure. It's only been on a couple of sports figures, and it's been recent. So there's, a little bit of short-term data, but nothing long-term on, the effects of this surgery and that type of thing. So, he talked about, they've been in constant communication. Now, Jack said that they had talked twice, as far as him and Adams. Adams said, there's been constant communication, whether it's him to Jack, the organization to Jack's agents, doctors to doctors, doctors to Jack.
Yep.
And that thing. The only thing I found that didn't make sense was when he talked about the conservative rehab process and approach to try to avoid surgery. But he said, they were hoping to have him play again.
Yeah.
And then he said it's a 12-week thing that goes till the end of May to early June. So that was the only thing I think that where he contradicted himself. It's like, well, how did you expect him to play again? You knew you weren't going to be in the playoffs. You knew that in the first month of the season.
Okay, I'll tell you what I wasn't sure about. When he said to you, now he also said, Adams also said, all of the doctors agreed on the conservative rehab approach, right? So I would assume that all of the doctors included Eichel's doctors, right?
Yeah, and I think that was in the very, very beginning. He said a week or two later when Eichel asked to get a second opinion.
Yep.
And they already had decided in the conservative rehab process. So then he went and got the second opinion, and it was after he got the second opinion that, or maybe it was even a third opinion for all I know, I'm not sure. But that's when they came up with this surgery idea.
Okay, because that's what I was trying to, if the Eichel doctors agreed with the Sabres doctors, conservative, rehab, 12 weeks, and the window's not up, somewhere in that window, Eichel must have heard something that said, you know what? No, I don't want to do the 12 weeks anymore. Let's do the surgery.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. What did you make of, you know, when Eichel spoke to you guys on Monday, you know, the money line was, you know, I want to be able to play next season, wherever that may be. Kevin Adams yesterday, hang on, I want to try and make sure I get the exact quote. Words to the effect of, he was asked a question about the three leaders seem discouraged. Eichel, Ristolainen, and Reinhart, and whether or not, you know, they'd be traded, blah, blah, blah. And he talked about the young guys at the exit interviews, how excited they were, how they truly care about the organization. They were honest. They were mature. And he closed by saying, we will get this right with the people who want to be here. Okay. Is that, how much do I read into that about Eichel, Reinhart? And I'm guessing Ristolainen, who said he didn't care if he was here, would fall into that.
Yeah. It occurred to me as we were going through this press conference that, you know, cause we all have asked him, you know, as Eichel asked to be traded.
Right.
And he said, well, you know, you guys have asked me that before, and no, he hasn't. And then I thought to myself, are we asking the right question here? And that's what I said to him. I said, you know, with all the losing, when we're talking about Sam Reinhart or Ristolainen or Eichel, and they've been here for a lot of losing, and of course it's going to affect them. They're human beings. So I said to him, I go, are we even asking you the right question? Is the right question is, do you want, are you planning on trading them?
Yeah.
Is that something that you would like to do? And he said, you know, they have to be willing as an organization to look at all scenarios to help improve the team. And he said, it doesn't matter how long they've been here. That's not what they should be looking at. I said, what you have to look at is, do they want to be here? Do they want to be part of the solution? As he said, do they want to be part of something great? Do they want to make the fan base proud? Or don't you want to be here?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, if the answer is no, he goes, then we have to make those decisions on, you know, all right, if they don't want to be here and part of it, then, because, you know, he goes, I only want people here who want to be here and want to be part of the solutions. Well, Jack had told us, remember, that he had a lot to think about.
Yeah.
And he didn't say yes or no when he was asked if he wanted to be traded. He just said he had a lot to think about. Well, if that was his answer to Adams, that certainly wasn't yes, I want to be here.
Right.
Yes, I want to be part of a solution. So, that's what I thought. I go, maybe it's not Jack at all. Maybe it's Adams who wants to trade him.
You know, Paul, I wonder, too, what your thoughts are on, like, the responsibility of the organization to get themselves in a place where their best players want to play here. And the conversation goes to, well, we just want the people here that want to be here. And I think that's fine, but I don't necessarily think this organization has earned the benefit of the doubt to say, well, who cares about the guys that don't want to be here? Don't they hold a little responsibility to try to get themselves in a position where they're a little more desirable? Because if they're not desirable to Jack Eichel, who was drafted by the organization, who gave him his opportunity, who put a C on his chest, what player of Jack Eichel's caliber is going to want to be here?
Well, they thought they were doing that when they brought in Taylor Hall. You know, that was the number one free agent. So they thought, well, you know, let's bring in Taylor Hall and you know, let's make a run at it. And they you know, they gave Kruger all this power, and that's what they thought they were doing at the time, and then realized they made a mistake, and now, you know, they have to do it again. But you know, Adams has laid out to these players what his plan is, and you know how he wants to go about it, and you know that's what he's looking for. And I understand how a player like Eichel or Reinhardt or Ristolainen, they want to win, they want to be in the playoffs, and I get it. This isn't just losing; this is horrific losing. This is losing at the worst. I mean, this is last place 4 out of 8 years and second last place and just bad, bad losing. And that it gets to you. You're a human being. It gets to you after a while.
Browns football is what it just it reminds me of the last 2 decades of Browns football, where they could be at the top of the draft every year and they can draft these, you know, blue chip players. But Paul, I mean, it's like, and it's hard because with Adams, it's not like he has been watching this ship sink for year after year after year, and he holds all this responsibility. So it's a tough place for him to be in. But, you know, to your point, it's like how bad this is. This isn't just, you know, a team that is finding themselves in 9th and 10th place every year, and they're in the hunt, but they just can't seem to get over the hump. I mean, they're not even in the conversation come January, February.
Yeah, and he said he understands the past totally. He's from here, so he knows Western New York. He knows Buffalo people. And he says, I understand where fans – and he goes, that's where the disconnect is. He goes, the disconnect isn't between Jack and me. It's between the Sabres and the fans. He says, we have to win our fans over. We have to. And he said, but we can't. He goes, I can't sit here and worry about what happened 10 years ago. He goes, I have to look forward and I have to have a plan for what I feel is for the organization. And we have to have that plan to move forward. He goes, we can't live in that place. We can't live in that place of the last 10 years. We have to live in the present of now and do the deep dive on what we're going to do and how we are going to make this team better. And he goes, and that's what we're going to do, and we are going to make this team better. And he said, I am excited about the good young players. He says, at least we've got a start there. But, you know, so that's, you know, he's talked about that many times. That's not the first time I've heard him talk about that. And, you know, he said, of course, losing should make people angry. If it doesn't, I don't want that person around here. He goes, you should be angry when we lose. But he goes, we can't be living in that place. Now, in Eichel and Reinhardt's case, you could have them around for another year. I don't think Reinhardt would, I mean, unless you're trading him to the Vancouver Canucks, but if you're trading him to the Ottawa Senators or something like that, he probably wouldn't mind signing a one-year deal and go to unrestricted free agency. So that would give you one more year to win him over. Quite honestly, I don't know if Eichel might be playing this a little bit different than people are thinking. What if he's playing this to play one more year in Buffalo? Because then his full no movement kicks in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then he has the power to say, I will go here, I will not go here.
And he comes back healthy, there are no physical questions.
Yeah, and he's got another year to play healthy, show everybody he's okay. And so there are people who think that. I mean, I've had some people on Twitter ask me that. Hmm. Was this Eichel trying to block the Sabres from trading him this year? Maybe he had a good idea that maybe that's where the Sabres were headed with this.
Huh.
And is this his way of making it very difficult for them to trade him this year? So he'll play another year, and then he'll have control on where he can be traded.
Listen, good news. We will have plenty of time to talk about all this stuff tomorrow. Paul Hamilton co-hosting with me tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
See, that's my punishment for...
Wait, I haven't told you exactly what time you're starting either. I'll text you that. I didn't want to do it to you live on the air.
I thought we already agreed on that.
No, I changed it. No, I'll text you. Don't worry. Get your flip phone ready. Thank you, Mr. Hamilton.
Yes, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.